A student had a pocket full of coins and a problem she didn't know was a problem. I got my allowance, she said happily, so I'm going to buy candy. And tomorrow when I get more, candy.
And
the big thing you told me you wanted? Asked Nest, tilting her head the way a robin does. She was a small, round robin with a bright eye, forever tucking things carefully away. The skateboard? The one that costs a whole month of allowances? A student's face fell. Oh, that. I never have enough at once for that. Because you spend each little bit the moment it lands, Nest said gently, so it never gets a chance to add up. She hopped to a small jar and dropped a single twig in. Here's the secret of saving. You don't need the whole skateboard's worth at once. You need to set aside a little, every time, on purpose, into a place you don't touch. One coin becomes two, becomes 10, becomes one day a skateboard. She dropped in another twig. Saving is just choosing, again and again, to give a little to your future self instead of spending every bit on your right now self. Bit by bit, a trickle becomes a pond.
Nest had learned patience with small things young, in the way robins do. She built her first nest as a fledgling, and she wanted it done, right now, in one grand swoop. She'd grab a huge beakful of twigs and drop them in a heap, and the heap would slide apart, and she'd have nothing. Meanwhile, old Penny, the mentor, built hers one careful twig at a time, tucked just so, and somehow ended each day with more. You want the whole nest in one grab, Penny observed. But a nest, and a fortune, isn't built in grabs, it's built in tucks. One small thing set carefully in place, and then another, and another, until one morning you look up and it's whole. Penny tucked a final twig. The bird who saves one twig a day beats the bird who waits to save 100 at once, because the 100 at once never comes, and the one a day always does. Small Nest held that. A steady trickle set aside on purpose will build what a single grab never can.
She flew into Mint Forge Grown, still tucking things away, and Penny met her at the market gate. Instead of a quiz, Penny set out a coin, a jar, and a far-off goal painted on the wall, a warm winter coat, and asked, "How does a bird with a little turn it into enough?"
Nest didn't rush. She took the coin, but instead of spending it, she dropped part of it in the jar. "A little every time, first before I spend the rest," and pointed to the coat on the wall. "I keep the goal where I can see it, so the saving means something, and I don't touch the jar for small wants, because every dip backward makes the coat further away." A little set aside, again and again, aimed at a thing that mattered. Penny nodded slowly. "Most young ones spend first and try to save whatever's left, which is usually nothing," she said. "You save first, a little, towards something you can picture. Stay, you've got the patience it takes."
Weeks later, that same student stood over two jars, a spend jar and a save jar, coins in hand. "Watch how you feed your future self," Ness said warmly, hopping between the jars. "When money comes in, before you spend a single coin on candy, you tuck a little into the save jar, and you leave it there." She nudged a coin into the safe side. "Not all of it. Saving isn't about never having fun now. It's about giving a little to later, every time, on purpose. The rest is yours to enjoy today, guilt-free." She pointed to a drawing of the skateboard taped above the safe jar. "And you keep the goal in sight, because a jar filling towards something you can picture is a joy to feed. A jar filling toward nothing is just boring." The student dropped a coin into the save jar and watched it settle. "But it's such a little, it'll take forever." "It'll take exactly as long as it takes," Ness said. "And every single tuck brings the skateboard closer, whether you feel it or not. The trick is to trust the trickle. One coin looks like nothing. A coin a week for a season looks like a skateboard." She caught the student eyeing the save jar to raid it for candy. "And this is the hard part. You leave it alone. A save jar you keep dipping into never fills. Choosing your future self means letting the little pile stay little, then medium, then enough." The student pushed the save jar out of easy reach. "So saving is just paying my future self first, a little, and not raiding it?"
Now you've got it, Ness said, bright-eyed. A steady little, set aside on purpose, aimed at something that matters. That's how a small allowance becomes a big want.
Weeks of small tucks later, the save jar was heavy, and the student counted it out and found nearly a skateboard. Not from one lucky windfall, but from 100 small choices. There was a small, settled feeling in her chest. The deep satisfaction of a thing built, slowly, on purpose. Nest tucked one last twig into her own tidy nest and settled with a soft, contented ruffle, the ease of a creature who'd spent her life trusting the trickle. Somewhere in the memory of it, a heaped pile of twigs slid apart, and a carefully tucked one held. Set aside a little, on purpose, again and again, and leave it to grow, she said softly, and felt it settle warm and glad in her chest. The quiet contentment of a thing built, slowly on purpose, and finally held. Your future self is worth feeding. That's the patient part. That's the part worth tucking away.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Nest. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.